Are you incorporating superfoods into your daily AM and PM and even afternoon snack rituals? Well, Organifi makes it so incredibly easy. Use promo code BB for 20% off of your order of Organifi products. These are incredible, non-GMO, glyphosate residue-free superfood products with added adaptogens. And I am obsessed with the Harmony Cacao Mix in my morning coffee and also the green juice in original as like a morning matcha. Their glow formula, their red juice formula, all of their formulas are just incredible. I am blown away at how delicious they are. You're gonna love them. Your family are gonna love them. You can even serve them as a fabulous summer mocktail on the rocks. Use promo code BB and save 20% off now at Organifi.com/BB. You can also find that direct link on the beautyandthebiohacker.com favorites page. Enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode right here on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. Katie and I are thrilled to have you join us today. We have a very exciting guest here in today's episode. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist with over 10 years in the industry helping train other physicians and nurses, help their clients look great, and also help you tuning in from anywhere in the world. And I just, you know, love writing research papers on things, all things like rejuvenation and how we can look good, feel good, and everything in between. And we have our fantastic co-host here, Katie Moore. Katie is the biohacker side of Beauty and the Biohacker.
Yes, I have, you know, 3+ years of experience with all things biohacking tech. I review them all on my YouTube channel. I'm also a journalist by trade. And really, my mission in life is to help you achieve success without having to sacrifice your health or happiness.
Fantastic. And before we get started, be sure to subscribe to the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast, also on our YouTube page, and hit that bell notification so that you know when we go live as well. Don't forget to head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com, get on our newsletter so that we can share some special promos and news with you that way also. So today we have a pretty special guest. We have Amy Carlson joining us today. She's known as the Toxin Terminator. She's also a good friend of mine. And one of the things I love about Amy is that she really simplifies how we can, you know, clean up our act at our home, at our workplace. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Amy Carlson is a lifetime entrepreneur owning and operating a multi-location national franchise to a professional network marketer, best-selling author, and podcast host of The Toxin Terminator, which I definitely recommend you guys all check out. She's also a certified toxicity and detox specialist, which is why we have her on the show here today. Amy is helping people restore and renew their health by removing hidden toxins from their homes and their lives. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not affecting you. She has spent the last 7 years renewing her own health naturally after working in the automotive industry for many of her adult years, knowing her toxic exposure was there all along. She suffered from migraines, headaches, and numerous reproductive problems that led her to have a full hysterectomy at age 37 and fighting menopausal symptoms from that time forward. There were so many doctor visits, numerous medications, and yet no solutions. And it was truly an accidental opportunity that she found solutions that allowed her body to heal. It is now her lifetime purpose and passion to help others out there find a way to live without chronic disease and truly renew their health, focus, and energy. And you can learn about Amy at All Things Toxin Terminator on the podcast and her website that we're going to show in the show notes below. Amy, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, I am excited to be able to share with your audience. Thanks for having me, you guys.
So let's get right into it. How can we kind of like clean up our act at home? How can we biohack away the toxins that are seen and unseen that we can detect with some of the technologies that we have, or maybe we just don't have on the commercial market yet, or is too expensive? What's your take on maybe sort of where we can start, especially in the realm of electromagnetic exposure and the implications?
Absolutely. So we need to understand that we are electrical human beings. We have an electrical frequency, as does everything on this planet has an electrical frequency. So to say that we're not affected by electromagnetic frequencies is just an outright lie. We absolutely are going to be affected. And modern technology, while there's many things that are a blessing for so many of us, it also can be a curse as well. And we have to learn how to protect ourselves and what steps we can take, because of course we want to take advantage of the technology. Of course we want to live in a modern world. So let's figure out what we can do, where our exposures are, and how we can best support our body. Does that sound fair?
Definitely. And if you need to just like think for a hot second, okay, how does electromagnetism around me impact us? Think about your heart. Your heart is constantly firing because of electrical impulses. That's what different, you know, heart monitoring devices are looking at, the different vectors of electromagnetic discharge from the heart. We actually have tech that can actually measure the photon corona discharge and the vectors from that from our fingertips. This is Russian technology that I'm going to be diving into shortly here as well. So just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. This stuff has been studied for a long time. And also there's about 1,000 clinical peer-reviewed research papers out there.
Yes. Yeah, lots and lots of information coming forward on it. Lots of different ways to see electrical frequencies. Lots of different technologies that you can use that, you know, get your aura and, you know, as well as electrical frequencies. I had a gentleman in one of the classes I took many, many years ago. They actually read the electrical frequencies on someone when they were just touching someone. Physically touching them. Then they read the electrical frequencies when they applied essential oils to that person. And then they read them again when they also did the oils, the touching, and prayer over them. And they couldn't even measure the electrical frequencies on the chart. It was so high.
Yeah, and that's actually, it's not so much the aura as the more technical term is actually the human biofield. And that's a whole rabbit hole of something called biophysics.
It all fascinates me. But, you know, we think about, okay, so we're electrical. We know we're electrical. So what can happen to us if our biofield, you know, our electromagnetic field has been compromised? And we're familiar with some of the symptoms of toxicity, right? Headaches, fatigue, we're not sleeping well, maybe we have gut issues, skin issues, especially burning and tingling of the skin is really specific to EMF. Headaches, anything neuro is very specific to maybe EMFs. I'm not saying it's always that, but very specific to that. So there's a lot of things that will happen with our physical beings when we're exposed to high levels or constant repeated levels of electronic magnetic frequencies. And I think so many of us, can you guys relate to this? Is, you know, I've been tired for 10 years. It's just kind of how I am. It's normal. So are my friends. You know, my friends are tired. No one sleeps right. It's just part of being a parent. It's just part of, you know, we normalize not feeling well. Have you seen that? I see that over and over again.
It's so true. And it's, you know, how many times can you blame your genetics before you're finally like, okay, it's not just about the genetics. There's something else going on. So Amy, I would love for you to kind of give our audience some like real concrete takeaways. What are some things that you can do in your home? I have a grounding mat. We're thinking about doing like actually grounding all of our technology so that we aren't using Wi-Fi anymore. And then what are your thoughts on Faraday cages? Because I have tried so hard to find the right materials to build myself a Faraday cage to keep our bedroom kind of a sanctuary from all these EMFs. But have you had any good experience with that?
Well, that's a terminology that I have not heard yet. So I'm excited, Katie, to hear more about that from you. More of what I hear for protection devices is I've heard Dr. Stephanie Gray shared a device that you can actually put on your electric circuit board coming into the house to really protect from, you know, dirty electricity, electronic magnetic frequencies within the home. I think, you know, first of all, you have to have a licensed electrician install that. And we're looking at, you know, several thousand dollars in order to do that. Hey, I say spend the money to protect your health, but not everybody's going to say I can do that. The things that I am familiar with are the devices. There's a, I didn't write down the name of the pillow. There's a pillow that you can actually sit on while you're working on your computer that helps protect you. There are beads that you can put on a necklace that will actually protect you. And that I did write down the name of the company, and we'll talk about them in a moment, because they make beads that you can wear, as well as there are devices that you can put on, for instance, like your cell phone.
There's a lot of gimmicks out there, though. I just want to kind of warn that... Yeah, there's a ton of bogus stuff.
There is a lot of gimmicks. And the company that I like, and I've spent, because I'm 8 years into my toxin-free journey, and I have yet to get an EMF protection device because of that very reason, trying to figure out who's telling me the truth and who's not. Biomagnetic Research, Inc., is the site, and they actually have a whole lot of studies. And that's what I liked about it, is they actually did studies and they actually have research and they post that. So you can go in there and read it and learn more about what their devices are doing to help protect your body. For what they, and I have some actual, you know, stuff coming my way. There was one called the Resonator, and I highly recommend that. They work by a crystal catalyst, is what they work with on that. So again, you have to do your due diligence, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things that we can do that don't cost money.
Like getting a timer on your router. It's like the same timer that you use for your Christmas lights. I made sure my parents did that because their router is on the other, in the other room next to them while they sleep. And that's actually, I'd say, step one, and start turning your cell phone on airplane mode as often as you possibly can.
Right. So number one, we all have Wi-Fi routers in our home. So we want to have it placed as far away from where we're congregating as we possibly can. Distance makes a difference. So we want to make sure that it's far away from us and the placement of that. I would encourage you to direct route wherever possible. The house that we just moved from, we were direct routed in, and it didn't have to have the Wi-Fi router. But this house, we can't be direct, Ethernet connected. So get it in a distance away, and then turn it off when you're not using it. So when you go to bed at night, turn it off. Timer is perfect.
Apparently for your cell phone, Dr. Beverly Rubik, she has her PhD in the study of the human biofield. And she was actually saying, you can just YouTube her, Dr. Beverly Rubik, spelt R-U-B-I-K, that actually it's better to put your cell phone on airplane mode rather than off, because it's actually still sending signals while it's off. Isn't that weird?
Right. And so here's another tip too, with, you know, so turn it on Wi-Fi mode as much as possibly, you know, that you can. Then other things that you can do is, number one, remove all your electronic devices out of your room. All right. Where you are sleeping, you talk about making your bedroom a sanctuary. So the start of that is to get all the electronic devices out. I have a battery operated,
alarm clock. Yeah, we do too.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a battery operated, because I don't want those lights. I don't want the lights disrupting my sleep and my circadian rhythm. I don't want the electrical, you know, impulses happening. So get all those electronics out of the bedroom. You will find, just by that move alone, you will sleep better. TVs, also, not only are they emitting electronic magnetic frequencies, but the screens are reflective. Right. So when it's off, it's reflective. Your subconscious mind is seeing someone in your room.
Oh, that, I don't have a TV at all in our house. So we kind of have just, I grew up with that, with a TV in every room. So, my fiance and I decided, kind of when we moved into our new apartment, like, no TV. And in effect, like, it's really helped our sleep. It's helped us become more focused. I mean, it's just like, if you can do that, that's amazing. We can still watch Netflix. It's just very, very, like, limited, you know? But Amy, I'm curious, like, So we kind of unpacked some of the ways that you can, you know, really fortify your home with all of these different tools and ways to, you know, turn off the electricity. What can you do? What can you put in your body? I know you have a lot of experience with nutrition coaching, and there are just so many like detoxification protocols out there, all the supplements to take, all of the juices to drink. How do we even start to unpack what is actually going to be right for us? Because we're all so individually unique.
Oh my gosh, that is such a huge, impactful question, because that can go off into many, many different tangents. So let me start with, our bodies are innately created to work perfectly. And what we have this process within our body for detox pathways, they're, you know, the lungs, the blood, the intestines, the digestive system, the liver, the bladder, the colon. We have also our skin is a huge, the lymphatic system. So we have all these processes in the body that are naturally going to detox. They're going to do its job on its own. The problem is we're filling the bucket up faster than it can dump it out. All right. And honestly, we're all in that state now. We're just constantly filling that. Even I get my bucket filled up every day. So I have to support that detox. So in terms of, I've got something going on with me and I really want to do a detox, right? That's the question that you want to get into. Mm-hmm. I would say first and foremost is, are you pooping at least once a day or twice? Ultimately, I want to see you pooping twice a day. If you are not doing that, I don't want you launching yourself into any kind of a detox program whatsoever, because your body can't handle it. And what happens, we see so many times over and over, Katie, Rachel, you deal with skin. You see this all the time. The skin is the largest organ. If we try to detox the body too fast, what happens? We get rashes. We get breakouts. We get hives. We get all kinds of things happening with our skin, because that's where the toxins go to. Also, what happens if we're not able to expel the toxins out of the body, it just keeps recirculating over and over again in the body. So what good are we doing if we don't have that first step handled? Does that make sense?
Totally. Totally. So what is your recommendation for somebody who, you know, maybe doesn't realize that they're actually constipated? Are there any tests that people can take? Should they start to reach out to someone like yourself? Like how should you even kind of start putting the pieces together of your own health? Because I think there's so much misinformation out there.
Right. And it's overwhelming, right? And when we're overwhelming, we freeze, we do nothing. So first of all, I've got three different tests that I can run people through that is very high level. We're not talking blood tests. I'm just getting overall pictures at, do we have a toxicity issue with you and what's going on with your body? From there, I've aligned with different functional medicine doctors that I can send you to actually get a Dutch test. There's mycotoxin tests that we can take. There's lots of different tests that we can have that are going to get a really good picture of what's going on in our body. And I recommend highly. My health, it's an 8-year journey. I probably could have halved my feeling good, you know, into just a couple of years had I done all the testing and started, you know, listening. Oh, this person says do this, so I automatically try that. I've been the biggest guinea pig of trying everything on my personal body, you know. So get yourself tested and really find out what's going on inside the body. And what toxins are they? They're different. There's toxins, for instance, pesticides, glyphosate, all that stuff is water soluble. Our body will expel it fairly easily when we do the right things with it. But heavy metals, they've got to be chelated out of the body. They're not just going to be expelled out of the body. So depending on what you have, what toxic exposure you have, is going to lead us into what methodology we're going to use.
Yeah, and I've definitely seen a number of my clients do things like live blood analysis. And getting back to EMFs, there's actually a change that happens in live blood analysis, say when someone isn't grounded, the blood cells kind of like stick together because mm-hmm. the ionic interactions are tampered with. They're not functioning optimally. Right. And then in, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of grounding, it's a small study, three individuals, the red blood cells started to actually have equal distances between, you know, the red blood cells up close look like little donuts. Mm-hmm. And then in Dr. Beverly Rubick's work, by the way, that study, you can find a whole bunch of stuff at groundology.co.uk. And then Dr. Beverly Rubick, she did like another small study of 10 individuals in her lab using a biofield detector that I cannot wait to get my hands on. And we're going to be interviewing the founders of that company. So stay tuned for that, because this is stuff everybody needs to know about. But in individuals who, say, showed up to her lab, didn't use their computer, didn't use their cell phone, their live blood analysis showed, you know, equal distances between the RBCs. Their biofield was nice and thick. And then 5 minutes on their cell phone, the cells started to, again, congeal together. So what mm-hmm. happens mm-hmm. is we get reduced blood flow, right? We're not getting as good oxygenation. We're getting little holes in our biofield. So who knows what else we're going to be susceptible to. That's kind of like unseen energetically. So this stuff's pretty fascinating. So live blood analysis is a great way. You can search and find a naturopath or functional medicine provider near you and see what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But can you tell us a little bit about maybe taking like binders to, say, remove toxins from the body? Do you know much about binders?
So the two binders that I am very familiar with are going to be activated charcoal, really, really beneficial to the body to help support a detox that you are working through with your body. And then also chlorella. Chlorella is another really good binding agent to help our bodies grab hold of those toxins. You know, you're talking about the blood cells getting gelled up. So that's what happens when we have toxins inside of our body. It goes to the cell. It can't get the oxygen in, so it thickens up. It just gets really thick, and then it affects that membrane. And the membrane is where all the messages are getting sent for our hormones, our insulin, all that type of thing. And that's in a nutshell, kind of just a snapshot of what's happening to that body. So we want to not only open it up so that and heal that membrane so that the toxins can come out of the cell, but once they get out, we want to grab a hold of them and get them out of the body. Drinking lots of water, depending on what kind of toxin it is going to help our bodies expel.
Have you ever experimented with sauna therapy?
Oh, I use sauna therapy all the time because now somebody posted up Diane Kaiser. Have you interviewed with her? Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I've been on her show. She's been on mine. Yeah.
She's phenomenal. She posted up a graphic here not too long ago where actually 70% of toxins are removed from the body through our lungs, through deep breath, and sweat was only like 20%. Still a big, you know, area of how, you know, we get rid of toxins, but yes, you can do saunas to get that sweat happening in the body and really open those pores up and release things out of the body. You can do Epsom salt. Epsom salts combined with baking soda. Do like equal parts. So if you do 1 cup Epsom salts, do 1 cup baking soda.
But not fragranced Epsom salts. That's really important for people to know. Get that unfragranced Epsom salt.
Add your own stuff. That's what I'm going to tell you. Don't buy the chemical stuff. You know,
I put my pineapple oil in my Epsom salt.
I love it. I love it. That will notch up that detox even further by adding the baking soda in with it. I do not recommend staying in there for more than 20 minutes. Just soak for about 20 minutes and then immediately get in the shower to rinse yourself off because you've been sitting in that water. All the toxins are in the water on your body still. Let's get it rinsed off in clean water, filtered water.
So I would love for you to kind of walk us through the five pillars of living a toxin-free lifestyle and really kind of give us this holistic sense for our audience of like, what do these actually look like? How can we manifest them ourselves?
You know, that's such a great question. And my big objective is to cut the overwhelm. Let's make it very easy for everybody. So if we look at our air, we look at the water, we look at our food, absorption, you know, what are we putting on the body, and the mental, you know, what's happening up here is just as important as everything else is. So if we focus in on those five, we have got, you know, we're leaps and strides ahead of the other person. Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about water, some of the things that I've actually been getting into based on Dr. Emoto's work, and yes, this was a small study, he was a Japanese doc who talked about, actually you have to fact check me what type of physician or doctor he is, but he did the study of putting intention on water, and then based on the intention and the word, there was a difference in the crystalline lattice ionic structure and the interactions between the water molecules. This is what a lattice is. It's how the molecules are all ionically interacting between each other. So based on different words and different types of consciousness, like love, joy, all that stuff, there was a different lattice structure. There could have been more coherence with, say, like some of those positive words I just dropped, and things like war actually created less coherence and more kind of like a disarray of the ionic interactions. So something I've actually been getting into is structured water. I've actually, every time I take a drink for my water, I actually, I repeat back to myself what's called the fruits of the spirit. You could do things like love, joy, peace, gratitude. And it's funny, I started doing that a couple of days ago and I dropped like 3 pounds like that. Even my husband even started to notice. I kid you not. I was hitting my marks with my Aura ring with, you know, how much activity I needed to do. So I was doing that as well. I was also using a type of quartz crystal technology that we'll talk about in a future episode, but I've been getting into structured water, and I'm curious your take on not only using filtered water, but also structured water and putting your consciousness onto it.
That is such a great thing. I was looking for, have you done anything with Louise Swartzwalter? She just gave us, I thought I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't write it down. She just gave us a blessing that we can do. It's energy work you do over top of your food. And it's a series of numbers that you say over top of your food. And I thought I had written it down. If I haven't, I'll look it up and I will get it to you, because it's actual energy work. So you do 6 circles over top of your food. And then there's a series of numbers. And I think it's 442, but I don't want to give you the wrong numbers. And I'll give that to you. I'm all about structured water. And actually, you can even drink. I don't have one of my glasses in front of me right now, but I have a lot of them that are, I mean, they have abundance, blessed, favorable. There's just a lot of very, you know, integrity, honesty, all the things that we are wanting to manifest in our life. We can drink water with those words etched onto the glass. It's fantastic what it does for the body.
I'll take all the help I can get with, you know, making my body look great and feel good. And that's definitely something that I actually had in pretty short order change, noticeably.
There's some of these things that we can do that are, you're going to notice an impact like immediately. And then there's other things that we're going to take months, you know, to really get a huge impact over our lives. But, you know, some of these things that we can do, you know, drinking filtered water, number one, is a huge impact immediately, not just how your body feels, but how your skin looks, how your hair feels. You know, this is a physiological, you know, outer beauty look to that, what it's doing to the inside of our body. If it's changing that, think of what it's doing to the cells inside of our body. So, you know, when we talk about water and reverse osmosis, you're talking about structured water. I want to talk to people about reverse osmosis, because we all, you know, talk about that's kind of the best filtration system to get everything out, but literally everything comes out. Now we have this empty, de-energized water. And, you know, some energy is good for us, right? So we need to add minerals back into it. So you can buy your own minerals. I have some minerals that I purchase myself. You could even use some, you know, gray Celtic sea salt or pink Himalayan salt, just a pinch in there. Doesn't have to be every glass of water, but certainly add that back in, because your body needs the minerals, you know, so that it can make the enzymes work in the body.
Another great tip for people listening at home is to get a water filter for your shower, because I think so many of us forget that, like, yes, we're putting all this good water in our body, but then what's happening when we put it on our skin? So I just thought I would mention that.
I actually noticed when I moved houses, my hair isn't as like kind of like that cool whitish blonde. It kind of went a little bit more yellow, and it's driving me freaking crazy because it's actually related to the water where I live. I was on city, now I'm on a different municipality type water, and I 100% notice it, and actually just my hair color. So Amy, I reached out to you a little while ago. It's like, what shower head do you recommend for being some of the best purifiers? What are your top picks right now?
Right. You know, for economical wise, just get an Aquasana shower filter head. They're like less than $40. It is more important for you to have a good shower head filter than it is to drink 8 ounces of clean water a day. And Katie, you discussed this because here's the thing. Most water municipalities have chlorine added to it. That's what they do to sanitize the water. What happens?
And it's not the chlorine. It's not the chlorine. It's the chloramine, actually, that's considered even worse.
Well, that's what happens when it goes with the heat of the shower. So it turns into the chloramine and all of the derivatives of the chlorine, which are just horrible for the body, the skin, the hair, all things dealing with the body. But you also have all the pesticides, the fungicides, you know, you have all of the pharmaceuticals that are coming in. You have all of the heavy metals. And here's the thing, your skin, depending on the condition of your skin, depending on the ingredient that's bombarding the skin, we're anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes that it can actually be detected in your body. All right. So if you're showering in dirty water, I don't know, Katie, Rachel, is your shower longer than 30 seconds?
I mean, yes, absolutely.
Like, look what you mean.
I also take cold showers.
2 minutes rinsing.
But I do a lot of cold showers.
Do waterfalls count? What about going in? So once a week, I do actually, you know, hop in my fully analog 94 Jeep. This thing's old school. Like the EMFs in this thing compared to the new cars with the Bluetooth. I drive 3 hours off grid. I go in waterfalls. I go in, you know, little areas of naturally flowing water. And I cannot believe like my sleep scores that night and my energy the next day for working out. Like it is measurably... You can measure this stuff.
You're like, getting the energy from the earth. You're getting the energy from the earth. And there's something to be said about that cold therapy, you know, in the shower. At the end of your shower, take yourself and go from, you know, start with 30 seconds in as hot as you can have it, and then 30 seconds as cold as you can handle it. Do it 3, 4, 5 times. End on a cold cycle. You know, and get out because you're closing the pores, closing the, you know, the hair shaft down, all of that stuff. Whoops. Something just happened here. And we still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry about that. I digressed and I buzzed off onto another, but the cold mountain water, you know, that spring water coming from nature, that, you know, what a fantastic thing you're doing to your body, and what a blessing to have that close by for you to be able to do. That's amazing. Amazing.
It's not easy, but I actually have to do that because I've identified I am electrically very sensitive, electromagnetic hypersensitivity. Like seriously, I've diagnosed myself with this syndrome. So if I'm this way, I'm sure other people are too, especially with the higher rates of humans being on devices. So if you can just, something as freaking easy as just putting your feet on the ground. I'm trying to get my parents to do this, but they're like, oh, I'm outside gardening. That's enough. I'm like, no, you got to take your shoes off. You actually have to get that, you know, proton sort of like, you have to let off those extra protons so that your body physiologically can start to behave in the electrical manner that it wants to.
We need to pull all that energy from the earth. And it's so grounding for us. But not only are we getting the electromagnetic frequency of the earth, we're getting those good frequencies from the earth. We're also getting the bio, the microbiome from the trees, the soil, the animals, you know, that we're picking up all that microbiome, which is a good thing. We want all of that in our bodies.
It's good for our flora on our skin and our gut and all that stuff.
Huge, huge benefits. And, you know, just get outside 10, 15 minutes of feet on the ground. If you can't get feet on the ground, hug a tree, hug a plant, you know, get in and, you know, get some nature.
What about like filling your house with plants? Because I used to live in New York, and this time of year, they are being bombarded with blizzards. And so it is really difficult to go and put any body part on any surface outside other than, you know, without gloves. So what is your suggestion for people who live in colder climates?
I got a tip. I'm in Canada, y'all. I win on this front. What I did the other day after my day of grounding, so that was Saturday, my sleep score Saturday night was off the hizzook. I got crowns on my readiness, crowns on my sleep and all that sweet jazz. So Sunday morning, I started my day off doing emails outside. So I put on like my freaking parka, my toque. I had my shoes off. I had a blanket on my legs, on the top of my feet. And there I was just, you know, puttering away, doing some emails for 40 minutes. I felt fantastic. So there's no excuse if it's cold. There's snow on the ground right now. Put a blanket over your feet. That's like probably my favorite hack that I discovered this week.
You're just even getting out into the sunshine, you know, and taking in that vitamin D is phenomenal. So just, you know, just get outside. If you don't want to put the bare feet on the soil, just get outside. You know, the house that we had in Mesa, I would do my infrared sauna for 30 minutes. And we had a heated pool, but in the wintertime, we didn't turn it on. And so it was like maybe 40, somewhere between 40, 45 degrees. And I would jump in and stay submerged in the pool for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. And then, you know, get out of the pool. That was phenomenal to do.
I used to do that too when we had we live in an apartment complex. And, you know, prior to everything happening with a lockdown, we also had a pool and a sauna. And I swear to God, I have never felt more of like a state of mental clarity than when I jumped into that pool and then came back into that sauna and started warming up. I mean, it is literally the most profound feeling you can get as a human being. And it just, like, you crave it after a while where you're like, I need that rush. It's such an endorphin rush. So I'm such a big fan of hot cold therapy for so many different reasons, you know, and my skin looked amazing when I did that too.
You know, and you've got the physical aspects that happen with the hot cold therapy, but think about what it's doing to your mental aspect. You know, when you are able to achieve something that you think in your mind is so hard and so difficult to do, and right, you know,
you feel a freaking Wonder Woman boss, yeah, you can do
anything. Empowered. Totally empowered. And, you know, every empowerment that we receive, right, that makes us even bigger and bolder to do the next thing, you know, so go do the hard things, go do them. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's really great advice. You know, it's all about building this inner confidence and resilience so that you can handle any of the stressors that come your way, right? Like as a result of that, then you're going to be lowering your cortisol levels and you're going to be able to make better, healthy decisions for your entire life. So it's really like a ripple effect if you think about it.
Absolutely. What's the worst that can happen? What is the absolute worst?
Your feet get cold? You start to shiver?
And hot and cold therapy is you get cold. And whatever other decision that you make, maybe you fall flat on your face. Who cares? You pick yourself back up again and you go again. You know, you have to get over that fear of the unknown. You have to get over that fear of, you know, failure, that fear of looking crazy, looking stupid. You know, no one's watching you. And you know what? In 5 minutes, they don't care anyway.
everyone is focused on themselves. At the end of the day, there's this whole misconception that like everyone's watching you. And it's like, unless you're on YouTube, in which case people are watching you. But in real life, like, I don't care if I'm, you know, frigid outside and doing cold, you know, cryotherapy. It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, I feel so good. And then I'm able to give back in it, you know, in to other people in society. So it's so good.
And it's, I just interviewed Sean Wells and he talked about, let me see if I can get his word here, biohacktivism is his word.
That's
and
cute.
He talks about how when we do our biohacks, it's not just for ourselves, it's for the greater good of the community that we're out in, right?
Hello, love one. What's good for you is good for me. It's good for all, right?
It's good for all of us. And, you know, how are we supposed to spread love and kindness if we don't have love and kindness in our heart to begin with? You know, how are we supposed to lift Pete other people up if we are not lifted up ourselves to begin with? So we've got to start there. But then this biohacktivism where we're, you know, reaching out and sharing with the world. And Katie, people on YouTube, they want to see us being real. They don't want to see that fake stuff of everybody being absolutely perfect. And, you know, it's like they want to know, you know, you put your pants on with one leg at a time, just like
I just do two at a time.
Sometimes my pants all put on backwards. It happens.
I one time filmed an entire episode with my shirt on backwards. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't do this, but it's fine. Like, we're not perfect. That is like the whole reason I got into biohacking, because it's the admittance that you are not perfect and that you need to actually work on your own biology through different, you know, tools and modalities to get to a higher state of being. It's the ultimate, like, hey, I'm not perfect. So I love this idea of biohacktivism. I think it's something that's been kind of ingrained in me since I started listening to Dave Asprey years ago. And yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's really, you clean up your internal environment in self and your home, and you're able to then just produce so much more for others.
Oh, Well, and think about it. You know, I'm older than both of you, and I know that I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave something behind. This isn't about me. You know, this world is not about me. It's about, you know, how am I making people feel? Am I leaving you a better person because I've been part of your life? You know, do I leave a conversation, you know, having you feel better about yourself than when you came to know me? You know, so those are the thoughts that I have, and that's what I want to leave, you know, the legacy for my children, my grandchildren, and the people that I associate with and that I come into contact with. You know, I want to know that I'm, you know, something that's been uplifting to them. You know, I've been someone who somehow has had an impact that's been very positive in their life for them.
You know, that moment,
is so freaking beautiful, Amy. And I can just tell you, like, this is the first time we've met, but I'm going to leave this conversation feeling completely uplifted for the rest of the day.
You just made us feel so welcome, and your energy is just, it spreads so fast. And I, you know, I've had conversations with people in the past where you kind of just like leave and you don't have that like warm, fuzzy feeling, but you do have that way about yourself. You are leaving a legacy here right now. It's, you know, that is really the magic of what you're doing and the work that you're showing up in the world for every single day. You're leaving an impact. And so I just can't thank you enough for really just being there and being a champion for so many people and just sharing this energy with all of us today.
And Amy, where can people find you? How can people work with you? I know you've had me speak in your Transforming Women's Health group on Facebook. I shared my experience with my mother overcoming breast cancer and also my sister being diagnosed with cancer within a month. And you actually got me to cry on film. I don't know what it is about you. It's just like, you just get the best out of people. But how can people work with you?
So if you go to my website, my personal website for Toxin Terminator is amycarlson.com, and that's AimeCarlson. So you can find everything toxin terminator related. Now, I also have a brand new venture that I'm going into with Naomi Damask. She also is a biohacker, and we have transformingwomenshealth.com, where we have our roadmap to wellness bootcamp. We also have our roadmap to wellness club. This is where we're teaching you the 5 steps to take yourself from ill to well, you know, help you lose those pounds that you haven't been able to lose, help you balance out those hormones, get rid of the toxins, and live your optimal life. So you can reach us that way too.
And thank you so much, Amy, for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. You guys are just amazing. And Katie had me in tears there. You know, it's just like...
Anyway, well, it's sometimes you just meet, we don't really know each other. I mean, this is the first time meeting, but I can just feel the kindness and grace that you emanate. And it makes you feel like, gosh, I can go conquer the rest of the day, you know? And it's just, it's this crazy energy exchange that can happen no matter where you are in the world. And I think that is the magic of what we're experiencing right now. You know, despite all of the hardships that we're going through, just being able to connect with you, two wonderful women here right now is, you know, can get you through some of those difficult times.
There's so much good in the world. There is so much positivity in the world. You need to turn off your devices, turn off your TVs.
Heck yes, sister, you said it.
and start getting connected with actual human beings, and you will find the good.
Yeah, definitely.
So well said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another layer to that, and then we'll wrap up here, is just stay in your own lane, right? Your reality is your reality. Other people are going to have their own takes on what's going on as well. And that's fine. That's what feels good for them. That's what they're choosing to focus their time and attention on. And if you're joining us here on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast, we know that you are not of that mindset. You are wanting to make an impact in the world, starting with your health and wellness first. And in the process, you are just going to become a more radiant and beautiful human being. So, deepest gratitude to everybody who's joined us today. We love you so much. We would love for you to hang out with us at beautyandthebiohacker.com. Don't forget to subscribe on the YouTube channel and also subscribe on the podcast and hit the bell on both channels so that you know when we go live as well. Have a fantastic rest of your day, everybody.